Hi, this is Bonnie Gillespie, and you're tuned in to The Work. Matter. I encounter a lot of actors who are mired in what I call actor busy work. It's stuff that, on the surface, looks like it'll help move their careers along, but when it's really examined, it's just nonsense that keeps most actors from focusing on what really matters. You've seen it. Sending endless postcards, doing social networking, pumping up credits, hitting every workshop, asking for clicks to boost star meter rankings, and on and on and on. Humans love busy work because the urge to complete tasks, to fill in blanks, to check off items on to-do lists is strong. Being able to say, I hit 3 workshops this week, or I just submitted to 200 managers, somehow feels like having accomplished something. The problem is, if the work isn't targeted, it's not just busy work. It's potentially dream crushing. Here's why. Because at the end of a year, when an actor looks at all the work she did and feels as though she's no higher up the tier map than she was a year ago, yet she did all this stuff, she feels as if she has failed. And I hate that. Because, honey, it's not you who's failed when you've chosen actor busy work over doing the work of targeting and research and investing in meaningful storytelling experiences. It's the method you've chosen. That's what failed. It's a flawed system that feels good in the short term, but that gets you very little leverage overall. I know it's easier to pull through the McDonald's drive-thru than to shop, follow a recipe, and create a healthful meal. But you don't make a life out of doing the convenient thing. You pepper it into a lifetime of really solid, less convenient choices that you know are better for the results you actually want out of life. One of the reasons I hear that actors feel they must engage in the actor busy work is this. What if it works? Oh man, this form of FOMO, fear of missing out, is really scary because if you have a lifetime of acting stretched out ahead of you, you could be running around like a chicken with its head cut off, always trying this thing, in case that's the thing that's missing. Meanwhile, what you're missing is your life. You're missing the journey. And worse, for those of us on the buying side of it all, we're missing out on you. Because you're so busy running all over the place trying everything. If this sounds like you, here's a fix. I use it regularly. I know I'm going to miss some things in life. I just know it. Even though I sleep fewer hours than anyone else on the planet, I can't possibly experience everything that I want to try. And that's got to be okay. I budget my time as well as I can. I compartmentalize so that I'm fully present for each thing I am experiencing. And I trust I am going to miss something and still live a brilliantly fulfilling life. Are you following thousands of people on Twitter and trying to keep up with all of them? You cannot. I follow 53 people and I still miss stuff. But I trust that of the 53 people I follow, one of them will retweet something exciting that's out there that maybe I could have bumped into 10 minutes earlier if I followed more people, but I eventually got to see it anyway, and I don't have a tumultuous relationship with social media because it's not noise to me. Is it noise to you, but you do it anyway? Why? Because someone told you that you have to? BS. Especially if it's noise in your life, it's better that you don't do it. That goes for Facebook, for CD workshops, for untargeted mailed submissions, for going FICOR to, quote, keep your options open, for stealing access to the breakdowns, for changing your name to be, quote, less ethnic, or for anything else, really. Trust that there's not some big secret to success, or worse, to happiness, that you're missing if you don't try something. Trust that you're going to see exactly what you're meant to see when you're meant to see it always. Sometimes that's not because of all the hustling you're doing. It's actually in spite of it. And if it's going to reveal itself anyway, maybe try just letting it unfold. Yeah, that's nice. And it's something that sits better when you check with your gut pretty much every time, too. If you have an overdeveloped muscle for this hustle, shift your focus to your role in the storytelling process. Rather than thinking about your long odds as an actor every time you submit, rather than looking around the waiting room and resenting that you're seeing way too many other actors at pre-reads, think about the writer who's getting his first script produced. Maybe he sits in at auditions because it's so exciting to him to see how this process works. He's pinching himself over the fact that 10,000 people submitted to say his words. He's in auditions watching 100 actors a day bring his subtext to life. Rather than thinking about long odds or long wait times, think about what you're doing in support of that guy's dream. When you walk in the room, whether you eventually book the role or not, you've helped his dream come true. Your focus on that fact alone is enough to make him want to help you with your dream too. We're human that way. We love the yes and of it all. And that is busy work worth getting behind. It's work that matters. I always think about the big picture, the dream, the big dream, and that we're constantly making this industry a better place with our every choice. One of my policies in casting is to let everyone who made it to callbacks know that they were not chosen, but that they did great, or that they were our second choice, or that they really booked the room, or that they just looked too much like the lead to book it, you know, whatever the case may be. I let them know they matter to my process, because they do. When I first started making these calls, I was met with gasps about how shocking it was to hear right away that they were released and could let it all go rather than waiting forever to see the project's cast list on IMDb and letting that be the punchline. Now that I've been doing these calls for years and people have heard that I do this, I'm met with, "This is why people love you, Bon. You're making a better industry for us all." And honey, that's exactly why I do it, to matter. I think we can have a kinder industry. It's ridiculous that people who invest so much energy into preparing for a pre-read and then a callback aren't regularly given the respect of a phone call to let them know the role's not theirs at this time. So it's an extra hour of my life on every project I cast. Big deal. It's totally worth it. As much fun as it is to call the actors and the agents and the managers representing those actors who booked, it's also a part of my job, I believe, to let those know who came close that they were awesome, but not quite right on this one. This brings me back to the whole point of this week's episode. Matter. Matter. Find a way to do something meaningful. Find a way to give back to this industry you love so much and to the colleagues with whom you share this journey. Rather than complaining about what's unfair, rather than hustling to try and angle your way into a tier too far ahead, rather than engaging in actor busy work and being me, me, me about your pursuit, decide today that you're going to matter. Matter in someone else's life by helping make their dreams come true. Matter in your own pursuit by asking yourself the tough questions and doing the hard work rather than choosing the drive-through for every single meal. Matter to yourself by trusting that you're enough and really believing that, because it's true. All right, my friends, this has been Bonnie Gillespie for another episode of The Work. Thank you so much for joining me here. Please join me over at BonnieGillespie.com for all sorts of goodness between episodes. And until next time, stay ninja.